America weekend.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing that rock.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. When you sit around and think about the cost of certain things, what do you think about? You think about the cost of gas, the cost of food, maybe the cost to educate your child, or maybe, I don't know, the cost to put braces on your child, or maybe a new car, whatever. When was the last time you really considered the cost of keeping a prisoner housed and fed? Never? Not once? Okay. Well, with all the debate over marijuana legalization and what is a crime and what's not a crime and should we be sending people to jail for certain things, wherever you fall on that side of the political argument, it does cost quite a lot of money to house a prisoner on a yearly basis. And we've come across some information here, actually some data which shows how much it costs to, I guess, take care of a prisoner, for lack of a better term. These are the five states with the most expensive prisoners. Let's see. We start the list with Rhode Island. The average annual cost per prisoner, $49,133 a year. The Department of Corrections prison budget, $159.8 million, costing the taxpayers $172.1 million. And the violent crimes per 100,000 inhabitants in Rhode Island, 247.5. The potential reasons for high costs. Rhode Island's prison population has been on the rise. Go Local reports that fiscal year 2014 shows that the total RIDOC, I would imagine that's the Rhode Island Department of Corrections population, was 3214, up over 3160 in 2013, but well below the peak of 3860 back in 2008. Rhode Island also has several costs that are outside of the state corrections budget, including capital costs, inmate education costs, inmate hospital care, administrative costs, and employee retiree health care benefits. These costs add up to more than $12 million. The next one is Vermont. The annual average cost per prisoner, $49,502. The Department of Corrections prison budget, $102 million. Total cost to taxpayers, $111.3 million. Violent crimes per 100,000 citizens in Vermont, 135. The potential reasons for the high costs. The state has been expanding and building corrections facilities. Costs outside of the state corrections budget, like retiree health care contributions and capital costs, total $9.2 million. The average daily population in Vermont prisons, 2,248 prisoners. Next, Connecticut. Notice a trend here? We're up in New England still. Again, these are the states with the most expensive prisoners. Connecticut, the average annual cost per prisoner, $50,262. Department of Corrections prison budget, $613.3 million. Total cost to taxpayers, $929 million. And violent crimes per 100,000 citizens, 272. The potential reasons for their high costs. More money going towards staffing and union contracts. The budget has grown nearly $300,000 since 1990, about 70% of the average daily cost per inmate from 2008 to 2009 went to pay and benefits of corrections employees. This according to SEBA Government Affairs. Like Vermont and Rhode Island, Connecticut has several costs outside of the state corrections budget that total $316 million. The average daily population in Connecticut prisons, 18,492. Next up, New Jersey. Still in the Northeast. Annual average cost per prisoner, $54,800. Department of Corrections prison budget, $1.2 billion. Total cost to taxpayers, $1.4 billion. And now watch how this jumps. Violent crimes per 100,000 citizens, 308. Potential reasons for high costs. Costs outside of the corrections budget total $255 million annually. The average daily population in New Jersey prisons, 25,822. And get this, number one on the list, the state with the most expensive prisoners, New York. The average annual cost per prisoner, $60,000 a year to house and care for a prisoner. Department of Corrections prison budget, $2.7 billion. Total cost to taxpayers, $3.6 billion. Violent crimes per 100,000 inhabitants, 398. Potential reasons for high costs. The average daily population in New York prisons, 59,237. One of the reasons that New York's cost is double the national average of 31,286 per inmate is because the state is spending more on things like extra staff, two prisoners per guard, wage benefits for staff and pension costs. Costs outside the corrections budget total, $812 million. Notice one of the themes in all of these union contracts and the amount they're paying in terms of salaries, pensions, and benefits to all the employees. A lot of these standards were set years and years and years ago, and there are economies that just cannot support this anymore. But still, $60,000 to house a prisoner? Stay with us when we come back. Are you a diner person? Well, we're going to have a list of some of the best diners across the USA to sit down and enjoy a Blue Plate special. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Why are we recycling bottles instead of refilling them these days? Scientists are now saying that recycling is a fraud and a scam perpetrated by the bottling business on the citizens and cities of America. They point to all sponsors of the recent America Recycles Day. Recycling, they say, is simply the transfer of a manufacturer's responsibility for what they make to the taxpayer. So cities now have to buy fancy trucks to keep garbage separate and pay to pick up people's discarded litter off the street. 63% of recyclables ending up in landfill anyway. So why no more refillable, reusable bottles? Turns out bottling companies invented the notion of recycling so they could roll out billions more plastic bottles of disposable water and sodas. The word recycle is now felt should be replaced with reuse, repair, and refill. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. After only 6 months, George's brand new car developed an engine problem. Still under warranty, the dealer repaired it. A month later, the problem returned and the dealer fixed it again. But when the same thing happened a third time, George said his car was a lemon and he wanted his money back. Now, he's been driving it for 9 months. Can he really get a full refund? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
A typical lemon law says the manufacturer is required to replace the car or refund your money if a major defect has not been repaired after four tries or a total of 30 days in the shop. And that's the final verdict.